Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. I'm going to switch this over to Tim. He has a few housekeeping items he needs to take care of.
All right, thank you, Ori. Yeah. A few housekeeping items, folks, real quick. One, I'd like to invite you to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. This is not an entertainment site. Just remember, it's a resource site. You know, this is a reference site where folks can learn all kinds of stuff to make life easier, particularly in a rural environment. While you're there, you might want to consider signing up for our alerts list. What the alerts list is a method that John Moore and I use together to notify people of events that could have a profound impact on your life. You know, this is not stuff necessarily covered on CNN. It's stuff that information that he and I both have access to, which might or might not make a difference in your life. The cost is minimal, but it's one of the ways we're able to keep the site up and running. Also, we do have some flash drives in stock still. These flash drives contain over 1,500 documents and e-books and stuff like that. Tremendous amount of information. If you're interested, they're $59.95. The index is listed on the website. All you got to do is click on the picture of the flash drive that's on the top right-hand side of every page. And you'll go to the page that talks about the flash drives, and you can download the 53-page index and see exactly what's on it before you decide to buy. Mike in Kentucky, are you still on the line, sir?
I was just going to say, the water filters are great. That's one of the things people need to look at getting rid of the trihalomethanes and stuff out of their water, because, you know, the best. And we have, I think, relatively good water here, even though the intake for the water for our municipality is probably less than 10 or 12 miles from a nuclear waste dump, but it's upriver. So I don't think there's probably not any getting in it that way. But, you know, the new filters that you guys have on there, that's my next goal, is to get those, because I got RBN Berkey Light filters years ago and then talked the family into getting them. They're pretty good, and the water tastes a lot better. My boy can definitely taste the difference in the water.
Right.
One of the things that a tip, I mean, if you can't use rainwater, what we use, I leave our faucet on drip and use a big colander, a stainless steel colander the same size as the water filter, and let it drip in there overnight, and the most of the chlorine would precipitate out. You'll see it as bubbles around the outside of the colander, and then you pour it into the filter. You can't taste the chlorine at all at that point. It's just gone. I'm sure Wynn Parker will disagree and say you can't get all the chloramines out of there, but it's got to be way better.
Well, you know, those filters that Jim McCanny is advertising on Rural Survival, everything I've read and all the documentation he showed me shows that it does, in fact, get all the chloramines out. I mean,
I'm sure.
McCanny, I'm not trying to sell stuff. Yeah, folks, we get a commission if we sell one of those water filters off our site. You know, not trying to hide that. But what I know for a fact is Jim McCanny is one of the smartest men I've ever met when it comes to solving problems. The problem was to develop a water filter that was not overly expensive to use in places where the economy was non-existent. You know, I don't remember what specific countries. I know there were some in South America, but that was his overall goal, the way I understand things. And he has produced a water filter that really does the job. And they're really cheap, you know, compared to what they do and compared to competitors. You know, these water filters are in a completely different class than Berkey or any of those. So it's something to check out.
Definitely. It looks phenomenal and definitely a step above of either the basic Berkey or the Berkey Black filters, I think, whatever the ones that we got with the Berkey Light are supposed to reduce, you know, the trihalomethanes and organic, you know, like pesticides and organic chemicals and stuff like that that you want to get rid of. Yeah, his filters really check out. That's my next purchase as a survival thing, and I'm trying to turn other people on to it. Trying to get my dad to buy himself some for Christmas. But in any event, you guys have a tremendous resource there for people. That's another thing I need to get is those jump drives, because you can take an old computer. I'm sure those are documents that are compatible with an old XP computer that's off the grid. You don't have to be on the web to surf all those documents and read.
Correct. Yeah, almost all of them are PDF. There's a few things in the state constitutions and stuff like that that are HTML, but still, any computer can read both. And I carry one in my wallet, actually.
I'm a big proponent of being able to do stuff air-gapped, having computers that
right.
are air-gapped so that they can't be compromised or listened to or that sort of stuff.
Right.
It's always nice to be able to have materials and stuff that is not being slurped up and sent to Bluffdale for your files.
Yeah, exactly.
Like this phone call is. Well, I'll let you guys go, the great show, and keep up the good work. And more of us that are prepared, I think it'll easier to go than if you're a lone island out in preparedness by yourself. It's going to be a lot harder.
Well, I agree with you, Mike. Bottom line is, if everything goes real bad, I don't think people that don't have a local support group, or at least people that have talked to each other, and trust each other to some extent, I don't think those people are going to make it. You know,
I think we need up and I think we need community currency. We need community currency.
Yes, I agree.
We need a plan for bugging out. Because, I mean, we've got 90 potential Fukushimas sitting around here if there's an extended period of time, plus all kinds of other stuff that, as we saw in Houston, the hydrogen peroxide plant without power, it's, you know, blowing up in 3 days. So
right.
There's all kind of plumes of crap like that we're going to have to avoid. A lot of stuff that's sitting around and nobody wants anything done with, so it's just sitting there, and it needs to be mitigated, as they say.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. It's just like our electrical infrastructure. You know, everything could be upgraded nationwide for the cost of 2 stealth bombers.
Chuck Harder, the last I heard out of Chuck Harder, the For the People Radio Network guy, he had a webpage up that was advocating some kind of collars. People probably need to go around right now this time of the year. I know it's really dry here in Kentucky. We're in the fall fire season as of today. And
yeah.
You probably should go around on a regular basis pouring water on the ground rods in a radius around your house so that if there is any kind of power surges or spikes, they're more likely to go to ground before they come in your house. And they keep trying to push these dang smart meters, which blow up when they have spikes. But,
right.
You know,
we actually put in water hydrants, and part of it was chance, but part of it was because it made sense for the reason you were exactly saying. You know, behind our house and in two places, we put our water hydrants right next to where the ground rods have been driven in the ground. And, you know, there's always spillover, so the ground stays wet. But
yep.
The last two I put in, which are the ones in the back, I actually thought about that when I did it, and it works great.
There's some kind of a sulfur thing. An old radio guy from the military, he's passed on, and I can't ask him what it was, but he got some kind of canister of powder. I think it had sulfur and some other stuff in it, and he went around putting it on the ground rods on a fairly regular basis and making sure the ground connections are all good and that kind of stuff, because I mean, you know, we don't know what's going on with their solar flares and sunspots and
right.
that kind of stuff. So the least amount of damage that can occur if you've got good grounds on everything. I guess they learned
exactly.
that in 18, In 1859, they learned that because they started grounding every dang pole. And back then, I don't think they did ground all the poles on the telegraph infrastructure, and that's caused fires and all kinds of fun stuff. But
right,
Chuck Carter was selling some kind of a grounding collar that would prevent the massive overvoltages that occur in a magnetic storm.
Huh.
And that's the
I'm
last thing I'm
not familiar with that.
Yeah, that was the last thing I ever saw on the web from him. I don't know what his status is, but if you remember who I'm talking about, Chuck Carter.
I do vaguely.
Yeah, for the people
radio. But I might be also confusing some of his work with other people's work.
Pat Choate was a big guy that was, an economist that ran with Ross Perot the second time Ross Perot ran, and that's when they targeted For the People. The IRS and everything came down on them at the...
Right.
Telford, he was in a Telford hotel, had his bookstore and radio network going in the mid-90s when they just tore him apart. Same sort of thing.
Yeah, that I remember bits and pieces of.
Yeah, Tea Party sort of targeting. You know,
right.
Same sort of thing. But anyway, happy Yom Kippur, I guess. I don't really observe it, but it's a good day of atonement, so if... a good day to bury the hatchet, I guess, with your Jewish friends. Say, all is forgiven. That's their Day of Atonement, I guess.
Yes, it is. Yeah. And my friends that are Jewish very much take it seriously, so.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's a way to mission to them, I guess you could say, or let them know about the gospel. And then make them into a completed, what I've heard been called here recently is completed Jews, because they've accepted Messiah.
Right.
But I still don't think you can trust them very well, because they can be pretty conniving.
Well,
Gotta watch them.
I'm sure there's people that fit that bill, but I've got friends that are of the Jewish persuasion that I would absolutely trust with my life, Mike.
There's a lot of Muslims that are that way, though, too. You know, they're not really... quote, good Muslims. They're not radical.
Right.
They're just kind of, they're Muslim because their mom and dad was a Muslim, and their mom and dad, so they're not really practicing. You don't have to worry too much about them going on a jihad. I think there's a lot of Jews that are probably that way. They keep their traditions, and they're non-confrontational when it comes down to it, but their leadership and stuff. I mean, you can read their writings. It's not very American.
I understand what you're saying there too.
Yeah, they're not very American when it comes to what they're just using. And the goy will work for them is what their attitude is. So
right.
I'll keep listening in.
All right, well, thank you, Mike. We really appreciate your call, buddy. Call back anytime.
You too. Bye-bye.
Have a great weekend.
All right, folks, call-in number is 800-313-9443. I say again, 800-313-9443. Today is caller's choice. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Lori, is there anything besides the NFL deal you wanted to talk about today?
Well, I just wanted to remind people that the stadiums that the games are played in are federally and locally funded through taxpayer money.
Love.
Whether it's in forms of tax breaks or whatnot that they got from the city or that they got from the federal government, you know, that there's a lot of money that went into it. But I also wanted to let everybody know that I just heard on Fox News that the commissioner of the NBA has already put out a statement because, according to them, the other leagues are paying attention to what's going on in the NFL. But he put out a statement saying that all the NBA players will be standing for the national anthem and the flag.
Good.
Before the games. And they showed one team Thursday night that when they played, they actually were standing on the field for the national anthem, but they were locked arm in arm, you know, and some of them did manage to get the right hand up over to the left side over their heart. So I think that team might be on the right track, you know, at least they're showing the respect to the national anthem, not breaking the law, and by locking arms, you know, showing unity together. So I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, but like I said, well, my opinion is just that. It's my opinion, and it's my right for to say what I want, just like everybody else has. But I, like I said, I just wanted to let everybody know that a few last hour, I wasn't sure of anybody else who was doing it. That, like I said, the commissioner of the NBA said that all the players would be standing for the national anthem. So all you basketball fans out there, hey, you know, it'd be safe to watch the games. So.
Okay. I was just reading here on the news about the local government in Puerto Rico slamming Trump for not making miracles happen. You know.
Some are slamming him for it, and some are slamming him because they say that he didn't get the aid there quick enough to him like he did for Texas and Florida. But the thing is people have to remember, too, yeah, the aid is there. It's down there. It just happened to go in by boat. So it's sitting at the ports. The problem that all the news channels have been reporting on is that they're having problems getting the trucks down to the ports in order to pick up everything to take it to the store so people have it and everything else. So
right.
Now they're saying it's,
now it's more of a... When you have such a large percentage of your trucking fleet, and I'm not talking about a private company fleet, what I'm saying is the trucks as a whole that can haul those 53-foot cargo trailers, Connex boxes, when you have a shortage of vehicles, and on top of that, you still got trees down on the roads and roads that are no longer even there, yeah, there's going to be problems. And I'm sitting here reading
my heart goes out to the people out of Puerto Rico because they're completely without power, that whole island, you know.
Right.
I mean, I can't say the whole island because technically they have power some places because all the news channels have been showing where fuel has been delivered and they've been putting fuel at the pump so people can get gas. I did catch where the governor of Puerto Rico was asking anybody who had a truck that could drive a truck that could make it down to the ports to pick up stuff to be delivered to certain areas.
Right.
If they could help in that way, you know, that'd be great. But I think now the problem is it's the people that are further up, like you said, in the mountains that there isn't a road to, or it's all washed out or flooded out, whatever the case may be. Those people don't have, of course, electric. They don't have access to get down to get the fuel, get the food, whatever the case may be. So I did hear on the news that President Trump has authorized more troops to go and help. Our National Guard to go down and help. And
right.
All I can say is maybe what they need to do is just take some of those canisters they've got that's loaded with different items and divide it up and take one of maybe, you know, military choppers could lift those things probably with no problem and take it up there and set them down in different places where somebody of authority could, you know, kind of keep an eye on so it's not just being looted and torn up and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Because we want to make sure that everybody who gets that needs the stuff gets it. So, I mean, it's just a thought.
Well, it's an idea. And you and I aren't on the ground. We don't know what the situation is. They might not have those helicopters there, Lori. You know,
yeah, this is
Puerto Rico
they might...
is an island. You know, just like the U.S. Virgin Islands are islands. You can't just jump in the truck and drive over to one of them.
Right.
So I don't even know if they have those heavy lift helicopters. They might, but I don't know.
But like I said, it's an option. And if anybody's listening, hey, it is an option, guys. Okay. But again, you know, they're going to have to see if they can find a safe location to set it down in because after two hurricanes hit them, one hurricane?
Yeah, I think it was. I think one brushed by and one was actually a full force head-on
hit.
Hey, Lori, we got a break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. Anybody in Puerto Rico, tell us what's going on. Give us a call. The call-in number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. Today is Saturday, 29th of September, year of our Lord, 2017. And it is caller's choice. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 800-313-9443. And we're going to go to a caller. We have Rick in Missouri on line one. Rick, are you there?
Good morning, hello. Spencers. How's everything going today? Not bad at all, buddy. How are you doing? Oh, no. All over like a cheap suit this morning. There was something that I wanted to bring up, and this was actually with regard to a conversation I had with a friend of mine who was kind of criticizing the whole prepping thing. And so, when it comes to that sort of thing, I don't normally waste my time trying to change anyone's mind. But I do want to say something about this to this crew out here. And it is this. Do you have enough string, rope, wire, nails, and screws to last you for 10 years. And the reason that I'm actually bringing that up is that I don't want to get into Blaise Pascal or William Ockham, who both of these guys were religious scholars and mathematicians and philosophers, but they formulated some simple little mechanisms for trying to make intelligent decisions. And right. in short, and you know what they are, and Occam's razor is the simplest of the two, and it is that if you have two competing hypotheses, the one with the least number of exceptions or objections is probably the right answer.
Correct.
Pascal's a little different. He kind of says that what you should do is basically err on the side of caution. You've heard this 100 times about how an ounce of gold 100 years ago got you a really nice suit, and how an ounce of gold now still gets you a really nice suit. And that's because, and I'm not going to spend any time on this because I know everybody's heard it.
Right.
A suit is still, a really nice suit is still a really nice suit, and an ounce of gold is still exactly what it was 10,000 years ago. It's an ounce of gold. What has changed is the dollar. It's the dollar fallen apart. Yeah, what used to take 30 now takes 1,200. You know, so and people are so thrilled. You know, they work and scrimp and save, and they take all of their money and they put it into a hole, you know, called a 401k or one of these other investment devices. And I don't have any problem with that, as long as it's not done exclusively.
Right.
It is to think for anybody to come to me and tell me that just because the stock market has essentially been in one piece for the last 75 years, that it will always be in one piece is an arrogant and an irritating and a dangerous hypothesis. And so that, you know, so... What I want to suggest is this, that you view simple things like your storage food, nails, screws, wire, rope. I mean, in a grid down situation, you know, if you can't get to Lowe's or Home Depot or even your farm store to get stove wire, which is very plentiful and cheap now, what do you think you're going to make that out of? I mean... You know, and here's the other thing.
Hey, Rick, buddy, we got a break.
Yeah.
Oh, we got a break. Hang on. We'll be back in 4 minutes. Yeah.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent
comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network.
Welcome back to Rural Survival. Today is Caller's Choice, and at the moment, we are speaking with Rick in Missouri. Rick, you want to go ahead?
Yeah, let me see if I can sum up. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole here with my own rhetoric. We have this never-ending throng of humans, now some of which who don't sell precious metals, which is just another asset class. Calling for $400 silver by the end of the year. They haven't been right yet, but I would say this.
No.
If silver ever gets to 400, it is an indication, it is just like the suit thing. It is a direct indication that the dollar is in the middle of failing or something, crashing, whatever it is. So
you're correct.
Well, let's say, yeah, thanks. Well, let's say you've got this ounce of silver, and instead of buying a suit with it, you just kept it. Now gold is at, an ounce of gold is 25,000 or 50,000 or 100,000. Well, the higher it goes, you might say, oh my gosh, I'm rich. Oh, yeah, but wait a minute. If a dollar's worth about 2 cents today, and you can, and it costs 1,200 of those to buy an ounce of gold, and it goes to 100,000. What exactly, if a dollar's worthless, what do you want? What do you want 100,000 of them for? So
right,
that
exactly.
Would be, yeah, what do you do? So what do you do with the gold at that point? Well, the answer is really nothing. You have to wait until you're all the way at the other end of the crisis. to try to get back some of what you had. But the other
exactly.
thing is, in the meantime, while you're thinking about pounding your ounce of gold into stove wire, it's a lot easier just to take a $20 bill and go buy 10 rolls of stove wire and put it somewhere. Now, call this, this is where I'm going with this, is
okay.
I'm not suggesting any form of investment here. I'm suggesting that people look at their preps as one of the asset classes. You know, where you have, if you've
oh,
got
absolutely.
100 pounds, yeah, it's that's the thing. And for those people who criticize, who want to criticize you for having a water filter or food set aside or lots of nails and screws, those will be the first people who will be at your door in a crisis asking you if you've got any string, wire, rope, whatever it
right.
is. Yeah, believe me, and they may or may not say they're sorry they picked on you, but it won't matter. You know, you'll still
right.
be in the exact same pot of stew. So look at your preps as one of your asset classes, and just you're diversifying yourself, you know, further. You're spreading your asset classes way out. Now you're not just in let's say, the mutual funds and some, let's say, some pre-64 silver coins. What do they call it, 90%?
Right.
Or 90%.
They also call it junk silver.
Yeah, I'll take it. Yeah, and now you're into some other more practical things. You know, do you have right now you can get a really nice hickory or ash shovel handle for about $6. It's going
right.
to take you about all day to make one in a grid down situation. And if you ask me, you're just not going to have that kind of time. So why wouldn't you have an extra 5 or 6 shovel handles and some axe handles? Because I'm a
maul handle. Yes,
I break them. You know, I break them and stuff. And I don't want to sit down while I should be out planting or harvesting or whatever I'm supposed to be doing, hauling water, whatever. I don't want to sit down and carve an axe handle. I just don't. So
no.
If you happen to, yeah, and here, oh, here's the big crime. Let's say you drop over dead before the whole thing collapses, and now you've got all this this extra gear around. Well, come on, you know, that makes an excellent what do you call it when you inherit an inheritance? You know,
yes, it does.
Let the kids take those shovel handles and the axe handles and divide them up. And there's nothing wrong with getting a couple of free axe and shovel handles and hundreds of feet of rope. That is a good thing.
It is. Well, you know,
yeah,
something else, Rick, I wanted to put out, since we're on this subject, something that people might not think about. For almost every electric tool you have, there is a man-powered counterpart to it.
Right.
One of my big ones, you know, I like is a brace and bit. You know, you can take those, the newer ones, and you can put a regular drill bit in one of those braces, and you can drill a hole quickly with one. I mean, that's a good brace and bit, I mean high quality, is going to run you maybe $50. Don't waste your money on the $25 ones, folks. They fall apart. You know, when you really...
Yeah, you don't want anything that's going to fall apart.
Yeah. You know, USA
made... Yeah, and I've got my father's. Yeah, I've got my father's. It's probably... This thing's probably 75 years old. But it's...
Right,
it's
and
like
probably much better than what you can get now.
Yeah, most likely. Crosscut Saw Company. The Crosscut Saw Company still makes a major business out of selling... all kinds of crosscut saws, one-man, two-man rip saw,
right?
And the handles that go on them,
right?
And so you know, if you ever get yourself into a situation where you actually do have to cut wood, if you don't have a crosscut saw, you're in a lot of trouble.
Right. You know, extra hacksaw blades. Methods to sharpen your cutting tools and learning how to do it. You know,
right.
that, you know, having files is a very important thing. We literally could not survive on this farm without files for our saws, both our manual ones and our chainsaws. And files are cheap, $1.40 each, and you can, when you buy them by the dozen. You know, just little things like that that most people wouldn't think of would be so tremendously valuable. And if you got the money to buy two boxes or three boxes, then you got something to trade with.
Precisely, yeah. And believe me when I say that, you know, I couldn't live without a knife. I use a knife about every 5 minutes for one thing or another. Half the time it's for a screwdriver because I guess I should start carrying a screwdriver. But the think about the things that you use all of the time and start right there. You know, I could never go any. I couldn't be without a knife. And there are other things, what things that I touch regularly, knives, scissors, other stuff like that. That it seems like there's always one in my hand. So make sure, start with that list, a short list, and then, you know, move on to the things that you seem to touch once a week or once a month. Have a close look at what you already own. Chances are what you already own is what you use. You know, so there, start with that. And, you know, if you're looking at an item and you say, man, I don't know how I'd get by without this, that's probably something you should think about a minute.
Exactly.
So anyway, that's kind of what I wanted to, suggest to people. You know, don't think of your preps as somehow you're wasting money. It's not what it is at all. It's just another asset class that you've diversified into. And don't let anybody make you feel silly or foolish for being self-sufficient. There isn't anything wrong with being self-sufficient. And I want to say that they're actually making fun of an entire class, you know, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. You know, while they're picking on you, they're picking on, you know, any average Boy Scout or Girl Scout. It's so, you know, being able to take care of yourself and a few other people at the same time is a very, very good thing. And nobody should take these people seriously. And like I said, they're going to be the first ones banging on your door when something doesn't go well.
You are correct, buddy.
Yep. Well, anyway, that was kind of what I wanted to say this morning.
Well, Rick, thank you, buddy. We always appreciate your call. You've always got great things to talk about. And please call back anytime, and I'll talk to you later on today.
I will be right where you can find me.
Yeah, Walmart parking lot.
No, done been there, done that today. That was one of the places I had to go. No, I'll be out in the back 40 here planting beets and stuff. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get some more fall crops. Yeah, I got to get some Japanese salad turnips down. And stuff like that, and the spinach in. I'm going to put in some caterpillar low tunnels and see if I can't keep the spinach all winter. That's kind of an experiment that I've got going on. I'm going to see if I can't garden all winter in a low tunnel. Yeah, let's see what happens. Yeah, I'll keep you posted. Yeah,
sounds great.
All right. I'm going to talk to you guys later.
All right, have a good one, Rick.
You too. All right, bye.
Bye, Rick.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. Dan in Hawaii. Dan, are you there?
Hi, Dan.
Hi, Guy. You sound good.
Oh, I'm doing better.
Yeah, you sound good. My prayers are going out to you always.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So how's things doing in the great state of Hawaii, buddy?
Things are good. You know, I've already got people at my door out here.
Oh, I believe that.
It's coming, you know. There are not many people out here, but I get them out here already. So he's right there. I had a friend that was up in Alaska. He's gone now, but he was in the Aleutians when the Japanese arrived. And he was a radio man.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
And he had some stories. And one thing he emphasized was overground. Whatever you think is sufficient, go another 20-30% in terms of grounding. You can't have enough grounding.
Well, he's right.
One thing. Another is getting down to fundamentals. If we've been chronically injured, you got a problem. So be real careful lifting. You want to save that lower back. Approach lifting, especially right off the deck, like a weightlifter would. You squat down and you lift it properly, back straight,
right.
And don't lift and twist, because you can be down for weeks with a serious back injury.
Yeah, that is correct.
Another thing is ladders and steps. We get this out here. People fall. It's like the older they get, they tend to fall and have chronic injuries. Slow down and watch out for ladders. A ladder will get you quicker than anything else. And especially coming down, because a lot of times you'll be up at the top of a ladder working, and you get a little dehydrated, might take longer than you think, and then you want to get down that ladder. And our tendency is to come down quickly and get down on the deck. But that's when you have an injury.
That's right.
When you're coming down a ladder, take your time. And always tie that ladder off if you can. In fact,
I agree with you 100% on that.
Yeah, my ladders, I got two here. They carry a rope with them, a good-sized rope, about 8 feet long. And it's permanently on the ladder. So
right.
When I go up, that rope's ready to go. It's dedicated to those ladders. They're good. It's good rope. So if we can't get out and do our work because we're chronically injured, then that's a real problem. And I see that
more
fundamental than basic prepping, being able to keep yourself together physiologically. So you
that is
can
correct.
Actually do what you got to do.
Of course, who am I to talk? I just gave up my leg 10 days ago, so who am I to talk about this subject?
Life goes on.
It does. I'm not whining. I'm just saying, I've got a feeling when I get my prosthetic, I'm going to figure out a way to get a spare one in case something breaks.
I think it's a great idea. You bet.
I definitely plan on getting a spare.
All right. Well, that's about all I had to say.
Okay, buddy. I like talking to fellow bubbleheads, so you call back anytime you want, Dan.
All right, Tim. Thank you.
All right. You have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Lori. Looks like we don't have any callers waiting. Getting back on this Puerto Rico subject, my question is, when did it become the federal government's job to take care of everybody? I don't see anywhere in the Constitution that says disaster relief. I'm not saying don't help the people. I'm just saying, where did it become a given that the federal government will take and save everybody? Or am I missing something here?
No, but it's more of a humanitarian type deal, watching after our fellow brothers and sisters, making sure they have what they need.
Right. Well, I'm not against helping out. I'm absolutely not against it. But what I am against is this entitlement feeling where people believe that they, it's the government's responsibility to help them. That's the only thing I got a problem with, that and then hammering the government for not doing it in a method and way which they think is sufficient. I would hate to be any part of FEMA right now or the National Guard or whoever in Puerto Rico. People expect the world and they expect it instantly. And you and I both know from experience that that's impossible after a major hit like that. I'm sure there's some people dying because they can't get aid. I'm sure that's happening.
Like we said a couple of weeks ago when Marie and were hitting Florida and Harvey was hitting Texas, this is not something that these people are going to get over in just a couple of months. They're lucky if they have. They're lucky if they have power within a couple of months. You know, as bad as they were hit. This is something that's going to be an ongoing thing for them for the next couple of years, and they pray, you know, to the Creator that they're not going to get hit in the meantime, because they're going to slowly start rebuilding their lives. Homes and material things can be replaced, but lives can't. So, take time.
We got a break, sweetie. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back, the final segment of the show, in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the last few minutes of the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. And, honey, is there anything you'd like to talk about since we don't have any callers right now?
Not really, other than the fact to preach the same thing I always preach, which is preparedness. You know, I'm not saying it's the end of the world tomorrow or anything like that. But, you know, it doesn't have to be a huge catastrophe that you prepare for. It could be anything as simple as a really bad thunderstorm taking down power lines and you're without electricity for a week, to a wildfire taking out your electric substations, to and any other number of things, a moderate earthquake that tears up the roads where you can't get to the grocery store, computer viruses. It can be all kinds of little things that you're preparing for. You know, we always look at the worst-case scenarios, you know, of global disasters or at least continent-wide disasters, and that's what we're supposedly prepping for. But the reality is you prep for everyday occurrences. You know, you're much more likely to have to get into some of your supplies from a local occurrence than you are from a generalized or national occurrence of some incident. And sure is nice to know that you've got what you need to make it through. And, you know, that's the same thing I always talk about. So, you know, that's where I'm at. And it sure is good, and I think you'll agree. Say again, Lori, I didn't understand you.
Being prepared is always good, you know.
Yeah, it gives you a good feeling. To know
it
that,
does.
You know, pretty much whatever comes along, you've got a handle on it.
Right. Well, I just, like, want to remind everybody, you know, everybody that was hit by these hurricanes, Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, even everybody that made their preparations, as you can see that they report on the news, that it's all wiped out. So things do happen, you know, where you could lose it all. So I'm just asking.
Yeah, it is possible.
Right. I'm just asking all of our listeners out there to please keep Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, Florida, and Texas all in your prayers, because, like I said, this is something that's going to take them a couple years to come back from as they rebuild their lives, you know, and put their things back together. So other than that, you know, I just hope everybody has a wonderful and blessed weekend, and we'll listen to our show again next weekend at the same time. That's really all I have to say for today, except, you know, God bless everybody.
I agree. Well, folks, I hope you'll take time to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Tons of neat information there. It's all free, the information, that is. We do have some flash drives left, which contain 1,500-plus books, manuals, e-books, stuff like that, all of it quite helpful. All right, folks, that is it for today. I hear the music playing in the background. I hope everybody has a fun and safe weekend. And please join us again next week, same time, same channel. You guys have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Hey there, quick question for you. Would you be okay with more energy, more endurance, thicker, healthier hair, a better mood, reduced appearance of wrinkles, improved sleep, improved blood pressure and cholesterol profiles, improved vision, improved memory? Okay then. Well now, have you heard of Nature's Youth RSF? It's from the anti-aging experts at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. See, at Nature's Youth, they understand exactly what it means to provide top quality health products. And Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain that peak performance and fight the aging process. If health, wellness, and nutrition are what you desire, choose Nature's Youth RSF. I did. You see, you're going to get older. It's just up to you how you feel when you get there. Get started today. Nature's Youth RSF. Simple to use, simple to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.